Now, many of these people have been charged with terrible crimes. And many of these people worked together in Rwanda, presumably.
Mm-hmm.
Do they seem to be doing the same here? Are there times when they take collective action and try, or make a collective request or demand or something like that? Do you, you understand?
Yeah, I understand. Of course. Of course. You can see them. Sometimes they can write group letters to complain against the Rwandan government, against the UN, against the judges, against the staff. And then some of them can sign the letter. Some people among them say, no, we don't sign.
Mm-hmm.
There is, of course, a conflict, some kind of latent conflict among them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But political, they still continue writing letters, criticizing the Rwandan government. Yes.
We heard that there was, at one time, at least a threat, or perhaps there was a hunger strike.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
Hunger strike, they did it, I think, two or three times since I'm here. Hunger strike against, decision taken by the tribunal. If the tribunal take one decision, they say, we are not going to court, and then hunger strike for 1 or 2 days, or something like that. Or against generally if a decision has been taken by the tribunal, they say hunger strike.
It's not a hunger strike, I'm gathering it's not a hunger strike protesting some practice here that they object to.
Who went for hunger strike twice because of he wanted yogurt coming from Kenya. He needed yogurt from Kenya. And then he said that hunger strike because he needed cornflakes. Even today, I just get a letter from the same person saying that he needed cornflakes.
And what happens when people...
But I let him go. I say, okay, you want to hunger strike? Go ahead. 1 day, 2 days, he say, okay. And then we also write a letter to ask the commander, please, 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 the guy is going to die. I say, tell him to stop first.
Okay. So I'm gathering you don't have a big discipline problem here. Am I?
Not really.
Okay.
It happens sometime.
Can you describe that for us?
Discipline problems. Maybe if a God order was given, they refused to obey.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this kind of... but we deal with it. You know, if they did something, the way we react discourage them to repeat it again.
Okay.
Yeah. At this moment, I think everything is in order.
Okay. Yeah. The way you react discourages them. Can you describe what you do?
Because we don't encourage them to repeat. Mm-hmm. If they want to have something, we say no.
Mm-hmm.
If it is not in the regulation, we say no.
Okay. One of the things that we, again, I'm telling you things we hear and we're not making any judgment about it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the difficulties we've heard that people have is, or that some of the Rwandans have in Rwanda, is they think that here are these people who are been charged with these terrible crimes and they are in facilities that are better by far than the facilities of the people in Rwanda, the lower level people who have not been charged here. Have you given that thought? Is that something that concerns you or?
People are saying that. My role is to implement the international standard, to give them the minimum.
Okay.
You see, we don't give them the maximum.
Mm-hmm.
People are in a detention.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing can replace the freedom.
Yes.
You give them everything, it will not be enough. We give them the minimum according to their health, to their age,
mm-hmm.
okay, and their cultural habit. Okay. This is what we give them. We don't give them exaggerating things. We have a meal, we have a menu for the week, for the month, according, as I say, to the health, the age, and and the cultural habit.
I take it
we
you
give them beans, we give them bananas, and then this is not something which is really. But the problem is that, you know, generally, means allocated for a detention are usually very, 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 very small, you see. And then they don't allocate enough fund to maintain people. To maintain a human being is not easy for the health, medical care, for the nutrition, for many things.
Okay. Well, you're bringing me to something else I was going to ask about, which is your background is in psychology and human behavior. Are there people, staff people here who are skilled in that area that are like counselors if a prisoner has a problem or needs or asks for some mental health counseling?
Yes, up to last month I was having here a psychiatric in charge of the social welfare of the detainee. We are working together, yes.
And was he used, he or she used by the prisoners with any frequency?
Yes, they're coming to meet him if they have problems, social problem like visit issues. He was dealing with a visit. He was
Is there confidentiality between, as you know, between a person who asks for the psychiatrist or the psychologist to talk about their problems? Is that maintained here or not? Because it's a person.
Yes, of course, the confidentiality. Usually, they don't talk about psychiatric problems, but just social problems.
My
family members would like to come to visit me. Okay. I have this problem at home. And then those are the issues they usually discuss. But the confidentiality, of course, is respected and maintained.
Okay. And again, medical care. You mentioned a few minutes ago. I take it you have physician available for people who are maybe ill, maybe sick. I gather I maybe sense that you felt that you wish you had more or better capability in the medical area. Did I misread you or not?
No, I think we have everything here.
Okay.
We have two nurses permanent in charge of them. We have a medical doctor coming every day to see them if there is a problem. Okay. If there is a need to take somebody out of a detention facility, we do it. I just came from Nairobi yesterday, where I went to see one of my prisoner who is hospitalized there for medical care. Yes, okay. And then this is not a problem. We use means.
But you must provide security for that person.
Yes, of course.
We provide
security. In collaboration with country himself.
Okay. And you also have a requirement from time to time to transport people from here to the tribunal and back, or to
every day during the trial process. During if there is a need of to see a specialist doctor somewhere else, you do it.
Okay. Yeah. So an important part of your job is to see to it that there's proper security, that things are carried out.
Yeah, we have to take care of all the security inside and outside.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The security is concerning all the premises, and also the detainee.